Today, I'll really be showing some highlights on how we have utilized advances in DNA polymerase engineering for improving quantitative reverse transcriptase PCR protocol. So a bit about Medix Biochemica. Medix Biochemica is an independent, international, and a leading provider of raw materials for IVD, as well as life science industry. We have a global reach. We have offices across different continents. But in addition to that, we offer both local supply and support to our customers globally. We really focus on innovations and R&D, where 1 in 5 of our employees are in R&D. So about our molecular diagnostic division, the webinar today will be really focused on the molecular diagnostic division, which is the division I lead. Here, we really focus on offering best-in-class raw materials and reagents for molecular diagnostic applications, such as for qPCR, next-generation sequencing, isothermal amplification, genotyping. In addition to that, we do offer some custom development services, custom RNA formulation services, and all, as well as freeze-drying services as well. So back to basis, going back to our qRT-PCR is typically performed. qRT-PCR, you require RNA as your starting material, and this RNA starting material could come from typically clinical specimens. It could be first of all extracted before you can use them in RT-qPCR. The first step, second step, once you have that RNA material, starting RNA material, the next step is really to convert your RNA starting material to DNA. And then that is then subsequently amplified. DNA is subsequently amplified by another protocol called the PCR, where it is really about repeated DNA deterioration and extension. But the RT step, typically the enzyme used there, it's called the reverse transcriptase. In this enzyme, it's very sensitive to to heat. So therefore, the reverse transcriptase part of the QRT protocol needs to be done at temperatures between 40 to 50 degrees, typically. Once the RNA has been successfully converted to DNA, and then the PCR amplification and detection actually occurs. In total, typically the standard QRT PCR step can take between 90 to 120 minutes. Using advances in DNA polymerase engineering, we've been able to significantly shorten the total RT PCR protocol by engineering attack DNA polymerase that has both reverse transcriptase and PCR amplification activity. So in this case, we do no longer need the isothermal reverse transcriptase steps, which could take up to 30 minutes. That is totally removed from the protocol, and that really significantly shortens the time to detection. So the reverse transcription as well as the PCR amplification all happens simultaneously at a high temperature. So here is a typical example where we have used an engineered highly thermostable DNA polymerase that has also reverse transcriptase activity in form of a master mix, which we call the Volcano master mix, for the robust detection of mRNA target. With a protocol like this, we can now significantly shorten the time, turnaround time of detection of a specific target of interest. And typically, these protocols can really be further optimized depending on the instrument, depending on the cycle time, that one can really significantly reduce this detection time to single digits in minutes. This slide further shows some additional examples where we have really validated the zero-step protocols in a number of RNA targets, such as the human mRNA target that I've just mentioned earlier, RSV, as well as influenza. Again, you can see that the typical reverse transcriptase step is no longer needed, and the whole PCR amplification can start directly without pre-incubation at lower temperatures. So here's a multiplex SARS-CoV assay, which we also demonstrate the zero-step protocol. As you know, most of us, everyone is familiar with the SARS-CoV virus due to the pandemic we've had for the last over the last 2 years. But clearly, what we show here is that using the zero-step amplification method, you can really significantly reduce the time of running your COVID-19 diagnostic test. And truly, this will ensure that patients can get their result quicker. And then comes really back to the question about thermostability, how thermostable our reverse transcriptase, how thermostable is our enzyme. We compared our reagents to two leading suppliers of other thermostable reverse transcriptases. What we can clearly see here after 15 minutes of incubation, already after 60 degrees, the competitor's reagent, there is already a huge loss of activities. Why for our reagent, it remains stable at 95 degrees and actually retains the activity at a higher temperature. What this really means is that there is the degree, this offers really flexibility in asset development, but also we can use the fact that because these enzymes are stable at 95 degrees for a prolonged period of time, we can also pre-treat our biological specimen or the specimen of interest at a higher temperature in order to reduce any potential inhibition. So with this kind of high thermostability, we can really, this really allows the detection of direct detection of clinical specimen using such highly thermostable enzyme. And finally, just to summarize, is that really DNA and RNA polymerase are really core components of molecular diagnostics, particularly qPCR. In addition, that is also DNA and RNA polymerase originator is also the core competence here at Medix Biochemica. A really good polymerase really allows robustness and really ensures that the diagnostic test, the molecular diagnostic test, is robust. And then these enzymes can also be offered in terms of in form of customized format. The high thermostability of this enzyme really simplifies the workflow and also reduce any potential sample derived inhibition that may occur from the biological specimen of interest. The zero-step approach really further shortens the time to result. It takes a shorter time to run a diagnostic test. This will really save time and also money. So just to summarize, again, the core competence of our molecular diagnostic division, we have strong expertise in DNA, RNA polymerase engineering, as well as enzyme development. But in addition to that, we also have strong competence and history also in also developing diagnostic tests, which really means that we can support our customers really throughout their test development journey, right from concept to commercialization. So for further inquiries about our offerings and services, to reach out to us at Medix Biochemical.